With us right now, Bill Milhausen with the Marathon County Sheriff's Department. The canine program is getting off the ground after all these years without your own dogs. It appears that you have a couple of deputies now in training. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we have Deputy Troy Dyler and Deputy Corey Gladden. Both are down in Von Lick Kennels. They headed down there last week and are right now in the middle of a six-week training program. They picked their dogs out a couple weeks ago, and Leo and Radar are the two dogs that have been welcomed to the Sheriff's Department, and looking forward to getting the guys back from their training and putting the dogs to work. They're going to be down there for 6 weeks doing a variety of training, and they'll be back sometime mid-December, and hopefully we'll get the dogs on the road shortly thereafter.
Now, from what I understand, the original plan was to get one in the fall, one next spring, but that changed. How'd that happen?
Well, what happened was the kennel ended up having some vacancies, and actually we were able to save a little bit of money by sending both handlers at the same time. Being fiscally responsible, we thought it'd be a good opportunity to send them both and try and save some of the money and put that towards other needs that the program has. So we took advantage of that opportunity.
The Pause Enforcing Laws program helping raise the money for the dogs, how's that going, and are you still raising money for the program?
Yes, we are still raising money. The cost so far, we're at about $32,000 that we've had to pay out for the training and the dogs. And right now, we actually have about exactly that amount that we've raised. So we're still looking to raise some additional funds, trying to get to that $50,000 range. And we're trying to make a push to get that last little bit of funds so that we can continue with the ongoing expenses once they get back. There's additional costs that are ongoing until the program gets up and on its own and is able to fund itself and be self-sustaining.
Have the dogs been brought back to get socialized in Wisconsin yet, or are they just getting acquainted with them down in Indiana?
No, the dogs did come back for about a week, and they did some socializing and some vet checks and stuff like that just with the handlers themselves. We haven't been able to allow the dogs and the handlers to make any type of a public appearance yet. Just got some photographs and things like that so we could at least put those out on the Pause Enforcing Laws Facebook page so that we could show the community what their generous donations have purchased for us at this point and give them kind of a opportunity to put a face with a name and see where we're at with the program.
And you're looking at mid-December return for all of them?
Correct.
Any idea what the date might be on that?
I don't know the exact date. I believe somewhere around the 13th. I don't have a calendar in front of me, but right around the 13th.
Okay. And for those still interested in donating to the Pause Enforcing Laws program, what's the best way to do that?
Through the Community Foundation. If you you can either go online and make a donation through the Community Foundation or mail checks to the Community Foundation, which is housed in the Dudley Tower there on First Avenue. They're managing the fund for us and helping us with that end of the fundraising.
Anything you'd like to add today?
I just would like to thank the community for the support. We've had overwhelming support, and it's just been great to see everybody come out and help us so we could get these two dogs on the road and, you know, help battle the drug problem here in the county, and definitely going to be an asset to the Sheriff's Department.
That's Lieutenant Bill Milhausen with Marathon County Sheriff's Department giving us an update on the new canine program on WSAU.com.